T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right. Time to make the changes in your program. Time for Howard to pick the Bills.
A tradition unlike any other.
Can't we do this tomorrow?
No.
It's time for Howard to pick the Bills.
Something's going to be different.
Yeah.
Howard's going to pick the Bills.
Yeah.
And this is going to be different this
time.
All right.
Silence in Baltimore. Panamanium in Buffalo.
Why would any pick I make be right?
All about that process, right?
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Dumb luck, I guess.
So, a lot of things have changed since we last left Pick the Bills.
Indeed, have they?
Yes.
Really? Okay. And
yes.
What? Corey
Nathan
Coleman's
Peterman
here?
Has shown that he is 1A, 1B on the depth chart, or what? He played well. McCarron played well. We saw Calvin Benjamin looks healthy. We saw Carolina's quarterback, who's the son of Gail Gilbert.
Oh, he actually looked good.
Garrett Gilbert.
Yeah.
And Tyler Heinicke. They both played fairly well against that Bills defense.
Ugh.
Problems in paradise with the Bills defense.
Yeah, the second half was...
You gotta wonder.
Awful.
I'm kidding, of course.
That was a really... Teron Johnson had pretty good coverage, and he put a perfect touchdown throw in there.
Yep.
It was a thing of beauty to watch.
But we saw what looked like a competent passing game. Yeah, it's the preseason. Yeah, we know. You don't have to tell us. But that doesn't mean we can't change things. And
Corey Coleman's here. We didn't pick the Bills with Corey Coleman.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, I did?
You did.
Crap.
Yep.
All right, forget it.
But things that are different, maybe you watched other preseason games. Maybe you saw Mitch Trubisky.
Yeah, he didn't have a good night, I guess.
He signed an autograph for his backup quarterback, Chase Daniel.
Okay.
And they played a trick on him.
Oh, Daniel was dressed up as some fan, right?
In the stands.
That's hilarious.
You know what that tells me? Not a lot of great field vision. He can't see that that's Chase Daniel. It's a problem. Maybe that knocks the Bears down a peg in your book.
Sure.
Looking else, the other, I'm trying to think. Oh, Andrew Luck. We mentioned that he's back. Deshaun Watson. Anyway, all right. Time to pick the Bills. I don't know who you want to make the starting quarterback for this version
Nathan
of it.
Peterman.
I think you should go Nathan Peterman. He started their last game. As of now, he's the starter of record.
You mean the next star quarterback who, if the Bills could... wanted to trade him, would gather them a first-round pick today.
At Baltimore. Tough test. The Ravens had a very good pass defense last year. Flacco, by the way.
I guess he's having a good preseason. I don't know how he played last night.
Flacco played well, and so did Lamar Jackson.
I know
by most accounts.
The reviews on Jackson were definitely better from the Hall of Fame game. You know, he didn't... 7 of 18 is not going to pop out at you, but apparently... He played better than he did against the Bears. I think I've had that a win for the Bills. I'll still give him a win. Why not? You know, Brian Daboll comes up with a nice scheme for week one, and the Bills find a way to get it done in Baltimore. Crab cakes for everybody.
All right, we're off and running. 1-0 coming home for that home opener. One of the best days of the year in Buffalo, the home opener. The L.A. Chargers come in.
Your tailgate goes well, but then your post-game party isn't going well.
The tailgate always goes well.
Yeah, so you're in a good place. So
the post-game always goes well.
Oh, does
well.
It? No yes. matter what? Win or lose?
Yes.
You're not grousing and complaining and stressing and freaking?
No, I'm back where the food is.
And drink?
Yeah.
Okay.
They have that in the stadium, too.
I'll take a loss.
Which, by the way, quick aside,
yeah.
Lloyd is now in the stadium?
That's fantastic. It's great.
I mean... That's all.
Now I want to go to a Bills
game
this year.
I'm sorry, Schmoyd?
Where did I see him the other day?
Is in the Schmadium? Who, Lloyd?
Yeah, the truck. It was out. Where the heck were we the other day? Were you with me, Jonathan? No, maybe Mom was with me. Jonathan's here, my son. I saw the taco truck the other day, and we thought, wow, that's interesting that they had it here. Maybe
well,
it was at some
now they're in the stadium, like
that.
And that's exciting. Hmm.
So no Nathan Peterman redemption game for Howard here.
He throws 5 touchdowns. They lose 42-35. How's that? Is that better? Are you tweeting that? 5 touchdowns, but they lose. The defense falls apart. Next.
You want a loss there?
Yeah.
Okay. 1-1. At Minnesota.
Yeah, I'll still take a loss there.
1-2. At Green Bay.
Well, Peterman clearly would outplay Aaron... No, I'll take a loss there, too.
Okay, 1-3. Coming home for the Titans.
Are we getting calls about Josh Allen? Yes, we are.
At 1-3, it depends how the offense looks. If the offense...
Well, they did put 35 up in the loss to the Chargers.
Five of the first seven on the road, too, by the way. Another reason that you might have... You might say, hey, let's give Allen some time here. This is a... We're playing a long game. Five of the first seven are on the road. We don't want to mess around with that. Then you've got a Monday night game against New England. The first eight games of the season, just like, relax. Anyway.
What are we... Home? Are we home Tennessee
1-3, home Tennessee.
Yeah, I'm just not a big fan of the Titans, so I think that'll be a win. I feel confident about that game. I really do.
They had somebody play last night that kind of, not quite a breakout performance. I mean,
who, Tennessee?
Yeah, somebody put up a pretty nice...
Hang on.
Who's their stud rookie receiver? They've got some under-the-radar guy. My entire knowledge of the NFL is now this vague cloud of people I feel like I'm supposed to have on my dynasty team that I don't.
Yeah, I don't know who it was.
All right. Maybe they didn't even play. Not,
they did play.
17-31, they lost to the Packers. Yeah, all right, I'll pull up some stats and see what they did. So you have them beating the Titans. All right, that's good. So 2-3 and at Houston.
Oh, golly, I don't know. I'll still take a loss there. Tough road game. That's a tough road game.
2-4 at Indy.
You keep telling me to be scared of the Colts. Like you're trying to influence here.
It's different if Andrew Luck is playing, and Andrew Luck appeared to do pretty well last night.
He played, you know, he got through a couple of series. I still think they're not that good, so I think that's a game that the Bills could win. So I'll still take a win there on the
3-4, home Monday night Patriots.
Peterman beats Brady.
He is the next Brady.
If he beats Brady, do we put up a statue right away? After the game, are they constructing it if he beats Brady?
Lost.
Out goes the old king, in comes the new king.
The torch passing?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's a loss.
All right, so 3-5, and this is where I think you might think the schedule softens a bit. There's still some tough games in here. Maybe the Jags, maybe the Patriots, but it's Bears, Jets, Jags, Dolphins, Jets, Lions. That's a spot at 3-5 where you're going to say, can I get to 7-6? You know, can I get to... So, home Bears at 3-5.
A quick question for you, since the schedule is softening... What about the possibility of a quarterback switch there?
You tell me. Is 3-5 mean you switch?
I wouldn't think they would do it.
When they switched from Donovan McNabb, they were 2-7.
2-7. I wouldn't think they would.
That's what Andy Reid did with McNabb. That McDermott mentioned a couple cases, one of them being McNabb. They were 2-7. When Eli got put in, they were 5-4.
They had
lost a couple in a row.
Because the Bills might look at it. There are two ways you can look at it at 3-5. If you believe, quote, the schedule is softening, here's a good spot to put in Josh Allen. We just got through the tougher part of the schedule. Or maybe they think, well, this is a chance for Peterman to play his way out of this and get us back. I don't think they would make a change. Where are we at now? I'm sorry. I forgot which game it was.
home Chicago. Totally
the Bears.
A win. Sorry.
4-5. At the Jets.
I don't know.
You're going to have to watch Sam Darnold tonight and see what you think?
I actually am interested to see how he looks. I'll take a loss for now.
Okay. That's going to be a tough one because I if you could have gotten to 5-5 with six to go and four of them at home.
Yeah.
You know, that'll be a big one.
I think I think the Bills right now, the Bills, the Dolphins, and the Jets are all going to be kind of close.
Yeah.
So that they could all split the. Anyway, yeah, so lost.
4-6, bye week, home Jags.
Yeah, I'll probably pick Jacksonville in that game, yeah.
4-7, at Miami.
Boy, I don't know now. At Miami. Boy, where are they at that point in the season? Sure, win. I don't know.
5-7, home Jets.
Win.
6-7, don't stop this freight train. 6-7.
Is that the train whistle I hear blowing in my head?
Home Lions.
Sure, win. There's your freight train.
7-7.
Yeah.
In the hunt, alive, at New England.
Okay, forget it.
7-8. Yeah, right. Home Dolphins.
Win.
8-8.
Thank you, Brian Daboll. Passed the football last night, and I have you going 8-8.
Yeah.
Then for what it's worth, they played, you know, the ones are out there without two guys that we think are going to be in their top four receivers. No Zay Jones, no Corey Coleman. You know, Kyle Williams didn't play last night. Trent Murphy didn't play last night. Yeah, whatever. Fine. It's Friday, and they looked good. I'll say 8-8, which I think is a two-game improvement, one-game improvement, whatever.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.